Nigeria solidarity UK, USW students demand no expulsions. Maryam Kamish, Rhonda Sinantaf Socialist Party. No exclusions for students who can't pay, extend payment to the end of courses, allow students to pay at the old Naira rate of N584. Those were demands on our placards, as our delegation of students and supporters made its way through the campus of the University of South Wales, USW, on the 3rd of May. We were carrying with us the good wishes of a number of others who, due to course commitments, work, or nerves, could not be there. With the Nigerian currency worth a third of what it was a year ago, many students are finding it impossible to pay their fees on time. We were heading to Ty Crawshay, the admin building at USW, named for the old mine and ironworks owning family which working class people rebelled against in the Murphy Rising of 1831. Student staff on reception looked a little scared when we said we were there to see the Vice Chancellor, VC. We marched to the top of the building and found the VC wasn't in. So, we handed in our letter, took photos, recorded a speech, and put the lot on social media. Now, we need to mobilize pressure to get results. Students at Surrey University have won a partial victory. We can too see Nigerian students face deportation, but Surrey students win reprieve. Please send messages of support to our Socialist Party organized campaign. If you're a trade unionist, please say so in your message, and please ask your branch to support the campaign. Messages from those in UKU, Unison and Unite would be particularly useful. All will be forwarded to the Vice Chancellor at USW. If you're a Nigerian student or know someone who is, and this is an issue at your local uni, get in touch, nigeriasolidaritak@gmail.com.